This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis 50th over in the Peach Mountains. And over at the Taj Mahal, we got Matt the Hitman Misler on the ones and twos. Question of the day. I said this before we came on the air, said this to Dennis and Matt. Hey, I'm going to say something I don't usually say. Alternate uniforms, gentlemen. Alternate uniforms. What would you do to the uniform, the Michigan uniform, for, let's say, the Ohio State game this year? Because it's home. So what would you do? Would you keep it traditional? Some people are going to say, keep it traditional. Would you let somebody wear the white shoe? I mean, Dennis, can you see it? Somebody wearing white, Michigan wearing the white shoe, or perhaps the maize shoe? I've seen the blue shoe, so I'm just saying. I've seen the blue socks, blue on blue. I've seen the blue on blue, but I like it. It looks good.
Well, from a lot of different standpoints, Jamie, I would change up the question, and I would have it be the Washington night game. It's the second game of the season. We've seen the alternate jerseys play out before. I know Ohio State's had them even against Michigan, but
that's why I did the Michigan game, because Ohio State's done their alternate uniforms against Michigan. Why not us breaking out an alternate uniform against them?
Well, just, you know, we're, I was going to say, just talking out loud. What the heck? We're on the radio. So we're doing, you know, the success of those, the first Michigan night game where they had the Bumblebee jersey.
Yep, and I remember that.
I can remember my mindset heading into that when I saw those.
You didn't want that, did you?
Well, I thought it was ridiculous. But tailgating all day and seeing the number of those 16 jerseys out there, it grew on me pretty quick. And you know what happened is they won the game. And that instantly became a classic jersey and a jersey that I wanted. You know, they played on the road in a road Bumblebee jersey against Michigan State and lost.
Yeah,
I don't like those. So the idea is
I get it.
You go win against Washington and you win that game in an alternate jersey, I'm going to like it. And okay. You know,
you're helping Nike out. You want to help Nike out. Let's do some sales. I like it. No, I get what you're saying. No. Okay, let's say the Washington game, night game, the first night game, Washington. What would you do with Michigan's traditional blue shirt, white pants? He wears yellow pants, though. Yeah.
I would go to Will Johnson. Will Johnson, the number one player in the state, who I just saw in a picture this last weekend.
I saw him in the all blue.
Yeah, he was wearing the all blues. And so I'm thinking that, like, they didn't just say, hey, wear this. I'm thinking that he liked the all blues. Mm-hmm. And if Will Johnson, who's coming in, just like last year, J.J. McCarthy was the leader. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a leader of the class, he was the first in and then recruited. And Will Johnson seems to be that player for this particular class. I like what the players like, and I like what the players that are coming in. Like, you know, if you're talking to a 50-year-old man, you know, what I like, I don't – who cares?
Right. I got you.
I want to know what the youngsters like, and I'm all right with it. If they win, I like it. They can wear pink pants with maize and blue spots. And if they ended up, you know, beating Ohio State, okay, like going in, I'd be like, ooh, I don't know. But then they would win, I'd be like, all right. And you know what? You can't. Like, some of the jerseys I see, I think, you know what, you couldn't have come up with anything uglier than that. And, you know, they're a hit. They're a hit. I'm not talking about Michigan specifically. And I know Maryland, that's their old flag.
Maryland puts their flag there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're ugly. And I've seen a lot of uniforms like that. I'm like, you can't get anything worse than these, the people that are coming up with. And then I was like, oh, I really like those. So, you know, they win, I like them. Let the young players decide, or let the team decide, let the current team decide what they want to play in. Hey, if they think they look good, you know, that's what counts.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I saw Will Johnson. That was the one thing. That's what I saw, and I'm like, hey, why not? I don't like to talk about changing up the whole uniform, but you know what? We need a change. I told you. What have I done to help Michigan beat Ohio State today? I want to beat them in the alternate jersey, the ultimate outfit. I mean, I'm even willing. I'm going to say this. You can even call and say, I'll change the helmet, Jane. You changed the helmet today. If you want, that's on you. I may say, come on, man. But that's on you. If you, they have this what do you call it, foil helmet that's dark and I mean that's shiny, and then they had the wing going through it. I looked at it. I didn't like it, but a lot of people, they did like it. So I'm even willing to do that. So I mean, if you want to do that, if you want to put black around the numbers, you know, like a shadow around the numbers and everything, go ahead, put that on there. It's like you said, Dennis, it's not me. I know what I like when I was at Michigan, but like you said, a 50-plus old man, I can't change it now. I go with the kids. Let the kids decide. But if you want to help out, help out. Mish, you got an idea what you want to see on that first night game?
Give me a moment, because I want to find, because I know Brandon Brown, who we've had on our show multiple times, like he seems to be a guy that when it comes to like the uniform kit, you know, helmet, jersey, and pants, is like something about it. Like what the kids say, it looks crispy, it looks nice, it just pops, especially like the night game attire, stuff like that. It pops. And
it's crispy, baby. It's crispy.
It's crispy. It just looks good. So I have to try to find it, and I'll end up retweeting it at MZoneWTK, and I'll show you guys as well, too. So, but
speaking of crispy,
we'll figure something out.
Let's take Gary in Ann Arbor. What's up, Gary? How you doing?
Pretty good, guys. I'll say this. I'm kind of with Dennis, but I'll have to use my imagination. I like the shiny helmet part. I'm not really against it. And if you're going to wear all blues, the only caveat would be the numbers. You can't have a maze number, because we tried that, and you can't really decipher who's who out there. Even on the team bench, you don't know who's who. Your coaches up in the press box don't know who's who. So you have to remedy that somehow, some way. Maybe the darker the blue, you could get away with white with that black drop shadow or black outline part on each digit. You know, if it's in one, you can make sure there's a lot of black around the edges. So one is one, three is three, eight is eight, because with a pale color number, you can't tell a three from an eight or a 33 from an 88. So that's where I'm coming from. But it's 2021. And my head is out of the 1960s bag, so to speak. So I'm all for it.
Nice. I mean, Gary, I agree with you. You're the designer. Think of yourself as the designer. You're designing the first game of the season, night game of the season. Go with it. Be creative. I'm just saying. There are some people that are texting me saying, nothing special. Wear the uniform you made famous for decades. Now they want to. Now they don't like the road uniforms, Dennis. What would you change about the road? I think they don't like the all white. I just think white pants. JJ from Lincoln Park has killed us about the white pants. He wants to go back to the maize pants. I would change it up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You know, Gary and everyone, you know, Jamie, Miz, I've seen some renditions here just recently of the gray. I saw Dennis Franklin with the gray mask, and Devin Gardner at the spring game. I think Michigan had the gray mask. Those look pretty cool. So I like tradition, but I think the pandemic had a little bit to do with this. Like, you get in here and you're used to playing this, and now it's like, hey, BYU can't get a game. Let's fly them out and play Coastal Carolina. Let's blow up the divisions. Let's get a 12-team going. It's fun, Joe. Let's try some different uniforms. Switch them up. You know, I like when Michigan wore those maize uniforms in that opener against Florida. Now they did win that game, so I liked it a lot more.
Did you buy a jersey? Did you buy a maize jersey?
No, I didn't. No. But I did get a present, and unfortunately, I need to drop a couple pounds so it fits a little bit better, because it's really tight right now. You guys can see me wearing it a lot more. It's a Big Ten regular season championship shirt. It's really nice, but it's just a little tight.
Okay. Well, look, I do want to see some new away unis. I want to, if they're going to wear white, maybe wear wear a Mays jersey or something like that. Something. I want a different. I'm not good with it all white now. I'm not good with that. I mean, wear blue pants with the white jersey if you're gonna do something, or wear blue. I mean, wear a Mays jersey with blue pants. Something. I want to change up. I need a change up with the white unis.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something for you. Friday the 11th. What you had was not a gustnado. You had a microburst.
I didn't know Gary was still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I had to get this out for Dennis because you're talking about it 2 days later. So I had to chime in to give you the real meteorological phenomena that occurred in the Peach Mountains of Dexter. Being that you're at higher elevation, you're kind of more exposed to the air than those of us that live in the valleys of greater Ann Arbor. You had a microburst. The airports are really aware of that when planes come in and out, because you have a real strong downdraft in the thunderstorm that goes from the mid and upper part of the cloud straight down to the ground, and one happened to be like right over your neighborhood. And it was undetected by trained spotters for the National Weather Service. There was no storm reports on it, but it did indeed happen based on your eyewitness account. I looked at the National Weather Service storm damage for the weekend, and there was some storm damage on the 12th. That was the night after. But on Friday, you had the intense microburst, probably 60-mile-an-hour winds, that spread out. Now, it did affect us here in central Ann Arbor. We had 35 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts, and yeah, we had the 20 degree drop in temperature, but the drop in temperature is also caused by air from 10 and 20,000 feet descending at that high rate of speed to the ground and then spreading out. So
yeah, it was nice for a minute, Gary, it was nice for a couple minutes, but what would make a gustnado? And from what you're good, is that a downgrade? That would have been an upgrade. What would have had to happen for it to be?
No, you had straight line winds. A gustnado has got a little bit of a twisting motion to it. And I think if storm spotters would have gone out and surveyed the damage, they would have assessed straight line winds. And a gustnado is a little bit like a vortex, a spinning motion close to the ground. So I don't think you had that. I just think you had a real blast of air from 20,000 feet that hit you. It was short-lived. It probably lasted 5 minutes, exhausted its energy even when it moved to the west side of Ann Arbor, and we got, like I said, we got the wind, and the clouds, too, are forced to the ground. So you'll see the bulging of the cloud base toward the ground, which makes you think there's a tornado, but it's really the actual wind blowing part of the cloud toward the ground. And that's why you have that. I actually took pictures of the cloud formation when it passed to my south. I had a nice horizon view, and it sure looked ominous because it was heading towards Saline at that time. So it covered about the western half of Washtenaw County. So, it was no nickel and dime thunderstorm. Technically, it was, because it was unreported. And the night after, on Saturday, we had some severe reports. And that thunderstorm on Friday actually came down from Bay City, Saginaw, like, kind of straight down US 23, but it actually intensified a bit when it got to the Peach Mountains. Again, you're higher elevation, one of the highest parts of Washtenaw County. So you're going to be exposed to that kind of phenomenon more than we are at 800 feet over here. That's Gary's Weather Lesson 101 for my man, Dennis.
Well, Gary, I like the name Blast or Gustnado so much just because of the name. Maybe I could call it a blastnado, because that sounds pretty cool too.
Microburst.
Microburst.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be flying in an ultralight aircraft with one of those things. No, sirree.
Microburst. All right.
Microburst. Okay. Gary, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, that's nice. Microburst. Okay. I still like the other one for better, but okay. Anyway, 734-988-1050. Let's go to Philly E. What up, E?
I'll tell you what's up. Come on, man. Leave the freaking uniforms alone. You don't see
You got to give the kids. Alabama's doing their own thing. Okay, it's time for us to change it up a little bit, dude. Come on.
Why?
Let's have some fun.
Dude, Alabama news story. This is the only thing we have left about our football team is our the past glory of our uniforms. You start messing with that, and then what we have?
I said one game. All I said was one game, and then get the away unis. You got to get a full change. I want a full change with that. So.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can incorporate the past. Okay, so this is what I would do. I wouldn't be opposed to all blue at home. So I'm not that much of a stick in the mud. But don't like Brady Hoke did that. The Penn State game. But then the jerseys were phony in a 3-hour build. They had all those lines on. Leave the frickin' uniform alone. Just mix and match what we have. You could go to a gray face mask. You could put the little numbers on the side of the helmet. Like they've done in the past. I thought that was cool. Yeah. That's a throwback.
Yeah, bring back the past.
We could do a tribute to the guys in the 70s, 80s. We could wear the high white socks over the blue. You know?
Love them. Love them. Yep.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, there's things that we can do without messing, quote unquote, messing with the uniform. But like chrome, and no, please. Please, you're going to give me. I'm going to be vomiting. Not to mention, when I want to celebrate a Michigan win, I want to be able to picture our uniforms, not some freaking team that I don't even recognize. Like, that's awful when that happens. Anyway, so I don't know what y'all think, but I know you guys want to do it. I kind of like the idea of doing something special for the Washington game. I told you I might be flying out for that thing, so. So maybe I'll finally get to meet you guys in real time in person. So
come in on Friday. Come in on Friday and you can be on the air with us. We'll love to have you.
Get me on the air. How the hell? I guess with all the technology today. Well, we'll see about that. Dennis, you mentioned Frank Tanana, and I do remember him as a kid on the Angels. He's best remembered for me. You know, when you think of Detroit, you know, when they caught Toronto in the last weekend, and I kind of predicted that with a couple weeks left, and I only say that because I'm a Yankees fan, and I was always afraid to go to Tiger Stadium because I knew if the Yankees would have had to go to Tiger Stadium money game, they were going to lose. So I kind of thought that Toronto would have to suffer the same fate. And I'd say about 2-3 weeks, I remember saying to my boys, I said, man, if they're within striking distance of that last weekend, they're going to sweep them. And damned if it didn't come down to that Sunday finale where Tanana pitched the 1-0 shutout on, I don't know if you remember, but Monday Night Baseball towards the independent race would actually show Sunday afternoon games. And
That's one of the games that you – if you're a Tigers fan, that you know, you have to remember. Yeah. Larry Herndon hit the home run. That was the
gem of a game. And you're right; he was a fireballer, but he had all the arm problems. And you know, by then, like you said, he turned into a very crafty pitcher.
Philly?
What's that?
It was also after that Chris Berman started on SportsCenter, and he had the nickname for Frank Tanana.
What? Yeah, Frank Tanana Daiquiri. Yeah,
right. Tanana Daiquiri.
Yeah, Frank Tanana Daiquiri.
Nice.
Well, that team was 11. They were actually 11 games out in May, and it looked like it was going to be a two-horse race between the Yankees and Toronto. And the Yankees were in first place for most of the year, and in August they got caught and got passed by both teams. So it is what it is. The Yankees had their problems in those days. But
well, let me get this straight. You like the Yankees, you like the Vikings, you like the Sixers. What's the hockey team?
I do like the Sixers.
What's
that? Speaking of which, how about our boy Ben last night? Right? They came up small again. They're not going to win anything. Listen, Embiid, that's why you need two stars, because when one of your stars isn't, if he's not going right, the other one's got to be able to pick up and take the lead. And right now, there's nobody else on that roster that can. And they got a lot, like I said, they got a lot of guys that can contribute. They really do. But you need that other star to pick up and lead when the other one isn't doing it. Preferably someone that dominates the ball.
If you need a three-pointer, it's no fun if you need a three-pointer and you bench your star. That's not.
He's on the bench. He's riding the damn bench.
That wasn't.
You try to tell me that's not a recipe for success. That your best player.
That's not trusting. That's not trusting the process at all.
That didn't look good. Right. Bad luck.
Yeah, can you imagine Isaiah Thomas or Larry Bird you just name him. Can you imagine? Well, you know, the last couple of minutes, you know, we got to put you in the bench. We actually have to have somebody can actually make a shot that counts. But whatever, it is what it is. But that's good. So I don't know. I mean, so did they already announce that they were going to do something with these uniforms for the Washington game? Or you guys are just kind of
we're just having fun. I wanted to talk about alternative uniforms, and you know what? It's just something to talk about, right? And why not do something special? You come off of 2020, you want to change things up a little bit, have some fun with it.
Well, Jamie, please don't wear white shoes at home with those uniforms. It just won't look right.
You know
it
what?
It just won't look right.
It's time, dude. You want to wear some white shoes? Because we haven't worn white shoes in a long time. It's time to put the white shoes on.
Hey, no.
Blue shoes.
You don't wear.
The high top blacks.
And on top of that, too, hold on, Philly. And on top of that, too, you don't wear white after Labor Day, damn it. That is a faux pas rule. That is a dress attire rule, Jamie. You don't wear white after Labor Day.
I think
women pay attention to that more than men.
Okay.
Not to be my usual sexist self, but yeah, I think that's more of a chick thing. But whatever, it's all good. Anyway. All right, boys, that's all I got. I don't know who's going to be. I'm interested. Oh, by the way, real quick, it was nice to hear Troy yesterday because, you know, he was MIA for I don't know how long. So it was good to hear his voice again. All right, boys. Anyway, I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Go Blue.
Everybody, I mean, why not? I finally come over to the other side on alternative uniforms and people are, come on. Let's have some fun.
That's all we can do at this point. You know, just have a little bit of fun with what we got right now, you know?
Okay, forget. Leave the helmet alone and just do something with the uniform, right? With the jersey. Maybe the jersey, maybe, or the whole outfit. The entire ensemble. That's what, you know, you do that. Well, we need to go to a break, but we'll come right back. Still, we're open. Our phone lines are all open. Give us a call. What are your thoughts on the alternate uniform? You're listening to the M Zone.
Jamie, you know what's popping?
What's popping, bro?
I'll tell you what's popping. Besides having alternate jersey, Pop Day is what I had to call it. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And what better way to treat yourself if you're a father or even the father in your life by getting a gift card to one of our favorite people, Lewis Jewelers. Head over to WTKA.com/Father's Day and you can sign up to win one of $400 gift cards or the grand prize of a $500 gift card to our friends at Lewis Jewelers. Ira Weintraub will be there tomorrow to kind of preview what's going on over at Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store, proud sponsor of Michigan Athletics, and of course here at Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.